You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mishnah Mem Amid Beis. It's an amazing thing. Kosher min klali mevarchim alav. Right, you don't make a bracha on it. It's min klali enjoying. You know, we spoke out today, Machlokes Rambam and Ravivad, if you make a bracha on something asa.
Oh, he had it also.
Yeah, okay, that's Rush. The Rambam Ravivad, big Machlokes Rambam Ravivad. But min klala, what's for you? It's delicious, you enjoy it. It's a min klala, so you don't make a bracha. It's a fascinating chiddush. We don't paskin like Rav Yehuda.
Which is hard, because you can't have hanoah from the world unless...
Yeah, so it's a min klal. So I get the idea, you know, it's a min klal, you know, mevarach Hashem.
Right. That's right.
You know, when a mevarach Hashem is something that's a min klal, take it, God, take it away, who wants it? Okay, so then the machlekes in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda, so how you find a minim harbe, may be named min shiva lovu mevarach. Rav Yehuda is min shivas, takes priority. That's a machlokes. Who the paskin like machlokes Yishayin machlokes. Yeah, right. Rabbi Yosef says Minshmei Mishin Shvalav Umevarech. Rabbi Yudal says Minshivas Kedima. Mevarech Al Ezimem Shei Yirtze.
How is Ezim Shei Yirtze?
Yeah, Chaviv. But it's a machlokes Rambam. Rambam learns it's as chaviv now.
Oh, is it chaviv now? Or
so it's medayik. The lashon of Mishnah leizmi amshiyirtze. The one that he wants, it's mashma now. If it meant the Mishnah means chaviv, but like the Rambam, it's a good lashon. Leizmi amshiyirtze now, because that's chaviv. But if you hold chaviv, even though I want one now more, but it's usually chaviv. So the lashon of the Mishnah, I argue, is not so good. So let's see the sugya. Okay, now we see the sugya. Amar Ula. Five lines in the top. Amarula. Machlaik is Mishikhasim Shavas. They're arguing Bikhashem Shavas. Rabbi Yehuda Savim in Shiva Adif. Same bracha. Shailas, should I make the bracha? And I like apples better than olives. Should I make the bracha and the olive to be Motzi the apple to Motzi the olive? It's the same bracha. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Shiva Adif. Rabbi Savim Min Chaviv Adif. Better to make the bracha on the one you like better, the Min Chaviv Adif. If one is a zayas and one is a radish, one is eitz and one is adama. Shem shavos tivrakol mevarach alzeh v'chozu mevarach alzeh. So we have a big machlekes Rashi. Even though I noticed it's machlekes achrayim what Rashi holds. To me, it's pashut because it's mashman d'mar. There is no kedima. Mevarach alzeh v'chozu mevarach alzeh means you make a brach on this and on that. It doesn't matter which one you have first. Well, Taisus learns the Chaviv Adif. We'll soon see the top Taisus. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, even though the Shulchan Aruch brings it like a Yesh Ayin. See, we're going to get into a fight, what's the Iker here. But look at Rashi. Avu Shem Bechazer Shavas, Divra Kol, Ein Brachach Spotrasa. You got to make two brachas. So then, Shuv, Ein Kan Machloikes. Now it's true, Rashi is not so clear. It says, Ein kamachlok, so what is it? So Taisus learns. Yeah, so Ein kamachlok. So some Achrayim learn in Rashi, and that's the way Ani Akutn learned, that there is no Kedima. There is no Kedima. And that's the first day in Shulchan Aruch. Taisus learns that Chaviv Adif. It means, now what is Taisus learn that way? What is the remiss to that? We'll see the top Taisus in a minute.
And you have to do Chaviv?
Have to do chaviv.
The guy's in Meshuggah. He wants to do the one he doesn't chaviv. Like. So
if he likes rap, no, you have to do chaviv. Pavel Disnan, Berch Apers. I once tined it. Okay, we'll learn. When we learn the Mishnah, you know, Mezoinus is called Teshaka. So if in cake and coffee, so then you're supposed to make the brach on the cake and then on the shako because cake is off. But I argue. Let's say I want the coffee first, I can't eat the cake, my throat is dry, and I have to drink the coffee. So I want, if there's akbada, to have the coffee first, there's no din of
maybe shaking. You would not make a bracha at that point, like today's stuff. I guess there's that. If I'm only drinking because
no, I'm talking about coffee. That's only water.
Only
water. That's a big mistake. Oh. We said in the daf often. It's only by water. Only if it shows some mayim is only litzama. Other drinks that taste good has nothing to do with why you drink it. That's why we dink tzachan. We said the doctors in Lawrence couldn't let it better than the poskim in Borough Park because it's a shail on Yom Kippur. If you're taking medicine for pikuach nefesh and you need to drink with it, is it better to have water or orange juice? So one Paisik in Borough Park, I don't want to say his name, Paskin, same thing, but since you have water or orange juice. So one doctor here in the Five Towns, a very chashur doctor now, has recently joined our Daf Yomi. So Dr. Brickman Shlita, he said, no, drinking water to swallow a pill, you don't make a bracha on it. It's not called shtia. See, I'm a supik. If that's called shtia, if you're drinking water, it's not called shtia. If you don't make a bracha on it, you're just drinking the water to knock down a pill. But if you drink orange juice to knock down a pill, you have to make a bracha.
Yes, so you told me that once. That's the reason you told me that. I thought it was every drink.
So that's a machlokes, this paisik in Borough Park, and the doctor in Lawrence.
Good point. Very good point.
No, I used to think the doctor in Lawrence is for sure right. But then when I got old, I realized this paisik holds that on Yom Kippur, fasting is not totally in bracha. See, it could be even though you don't make a brach if you're drinking water, let's soma, but he holds it's still breaking the fast. So I'm very misupik because people always ask me, I can take medicine, can I drink it with water? I have this psak all the time, Tisha B'av, sudden kindness. Okay, Yom Kippur is more chama, I'm obviously more machman Yom Kippur. But can I take it? So I'm very often matted to take a little water to swallow it.
Rabbi says dafka water should take?
Dafka water. Not like the paisik, and once you're drinking, what's different? Water, orange juice. It's a big difference. Somebody says a mayim, it's only water. It's obvious. But I've got this nan.
The rabbi's kasha was the coffee or.
Coffee cake. So it doesn't matter why I'm drinking the coffee. You got to make a brach on the coffee. But I say if I want the coffee first because I can't eat the cake till I drink the coffee. Then there's no din kadim in brachas. It just means, okay, you want to have this one first, before this one. But if it's akpada, if you can't eat, I don't care which one I have first. Normally you don't care which you have first. See, so this din, kaveh, this one first. This reason's this one first. But you don't really care which you have first. So then I argue that in that case of the coffee and the cake, you can make a shakol first on the coffee. So Rashi is not 100% clear. And then he asks the kasha from the, what do you mean you have to make a brach on both? If you make an adama first, it's mitzi the bai priyait. We learned earlier, if you make a bai priyait, some bai priyadam. So that's the shagas I would have studied with you. It says mevarach hazeh v'chozeh mevarach hazeh. So if you make a bai priyadam first, l'chor should pata the eight. What do you mean mevarach hazeh v'chozeh mevarach hazeh? Fake Rashi, abdus ambir chapersi and bai priyadam yotza. Now the Shagasari is very not sure we should paskin like this Mishnah. Because there's a Mishnah, remember we said this is only if Iker, Ilan, Ara. And we don't paskin Lagabi, that other din of Bikurim. We don't paskin Iker, Ilan, Ara. So the Shagasari has a pilpul, should we paskin like this Stam Mishnah? He has a whole pilpul on it. Hani min b'chadmina. That's only b'chadmin. And as you made a bar priadam on an apple. Instead of making bar pizza on the apple, you made a bar pizza, and then you yaitza. Aval tznaim v'zayis, if it's two different species, orichat tznaim l'miftar zayis. Fascinating distinction. And that means even if you want to, you can't patter an eitz with a bar pizza dhamma that you made on bar pizza dhamma. You can only patter it if you made it on the eitz. Now this is a tzarchin in Svara, right? Svara is not so simple. If a bar piyadam is a good bracha for an apple, what's the difference? I'm making it on the apple, or if I'm making it on a radish to be yaitz in the apple.
No, Rashi. One is a mistake. It's only b'di'evit, right?
No, that's not what Rashi is not being mechalik between lechatchil and b'di'evit. You're saying a different pilpul. Rashi says the chilik is if you're making the bracha on that, or you made a bracha on the one thing to pater the other thing. Rashi is saying you can't pater an apple by making adam on a tomato, on a radish. And that's Sarchi and Gadol, right? It's not so simple in Svara. Okay, you can be mechalik. I'm like, you can be mechalik. It only works, like you say, it's not the primary bracha. It only works if you made the bracha on that thing. But to be pater with an adama, it's not a simple Svara, you know. It's Sarchi and Rashi. So, a Tosfos says, Pirush Rashi, Konstom Vizayas, Shuv Enka Machloikes, Tap Tosfos, Kemishin Echot Potes Chaveirai, since one is a pattern, Afir Rabbi Yehuda Moide, then Adivus Meshivas Aminim. If it's two different brachas, then Chaviv overrides Shivas Aminim. Again, hard to hear the Svara. Rabbi Yehuda holds chaviv and shivas aminim, so shivas aminim takes precedence. That's only if you're pottering the other thing with the bracha, with the same bracha. But if it's two different brachas, then the only thing that counts is chaviv.
What's the
svar
for that?
What's the svar for that? It's hard. It's hard. And the amazing thing is, the Shulchan Aruch is mashmid, is not the Ikka Pshat, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Sarchin, this is the Ikka. Most Mishonim Yagas say, like Taisvis. Now, I have a strong kasha on Taisvis. I asked that in the Daf. I have a strong kasha on Taisvis. And now he says, why? Why does he learn? Why he learned this way? Now, the Svara is Sarchin. Svara is Sarchin. If Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shivsaminim takes place of the same bracha. So why by different brachas then we only count chaviv? He says that's how you have to learn pshat. He's supporting his pshat. The Rabbi Yehuda Maidel Chachamim. If you want to know one is Maidel to the other, who's Maidel to whom? Rabbi Yehuda Maidel Chachamim. Havla Pisha Gemara Mutav Shnavi Yachid Maidel Rabbi. That's interesting. It's machlek v'shainim, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda the Chacham. So that saying is not so simple. The Gemara doesn't say, so he'd rather say that Rabbi Yehuda is Maidel Chachamim, v'lo Rabbi Maidel Yachid.
You know the halacha is always like the halacha Yachid Ram.
Right. But it's machlek is paskim, as we'll shortly see in the Mishnah Berurah, we pass like Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam paskins like Chachamim. Most paskim pass like Rabbi Yehuda, rather.
And so that Yahweh Rab doesn't always apply.
Right. So then Tais is very weak. So let's see the Gemara. Then the Gemara has that Meisive. Then the Gemara brings that case of the radish and the olive. Fatstan v'zayis. Parpi adama barayitz. Mevarach aletznoin. Upoiter es adzayis. Now this is a Pella. According to Rashi, hey, it ain't so. See, in the Havamin, it's not like Rashi. So this Havamina is not like Rashi. I think Mar shlugs it up, but it's a little shver, like the Havamina is totally against Rashi. Here it says, now what does it mean, Mivrach Hatzom for Hatzom parts of Zayas? So according to Taisis, you learn it's more Chaviv. What's the most cash? According to Taisis, what do you mean, everyone's made the Chaviv is Adif? So what's his kash? Say nachinami. Brach atzav it's chaviv. What's the zayis? Brach atzav chazav. No, so he's asking. You have to make two brachas. It so says you have to make two brachas. Taisis says you make two brachas. Which one do you do first? The chaviv. The Gemara is asking. You don't make two brachas. So we're talking. We're challenging. The Gemara says brach atzav chazav mevazeh chazeh. So Rashi Vev is the mission earlier. The Gemara is asking, no, you only make one bracha, mevarach hazev v'chozev, meisivei, mevarach satzom, potus hazayis. You don't have to make two brachas. He eats the olive with the radish, v'chatzom, potus hazayis.
What does Rashi do?
No, Rashi learns, the Gemara is asking, on that it's not emes. You're saying, mevarach hazev v'chozev, mevarach hazev.
That's true, you make only one bracha.
You make one bracha, and it's a havamina, it's a fleeting havamina. So the Gemara is not discussing Kadima now. The Gemara is discussing do you need two brachas at all? And the Gemara says, how much you saw Nikar? Finish. Then the Gemara makes a chsur mechsura. Let's skip. Okay. Now, skip. Now the Gemara makes a chsur mechsura. Of course, everyone holds brachalikul patus atfeil. That's what it meant. If you're only eating the olive because the radish is too sharp, so then you make a brach on the radish, you have to make a brach at all. We cleared of it. We had a lambda shechakir chazanish. We spoke about it. We had a rai from Taisvis maybe. When mevarach al ikur potus at tafel, does it mean the tafel doesn't need a bracha, or the bracha on the ikur is the bracha on the tafel? So that's a shaila chazanish. So we had a rai from Taisvis. You want to mean
that?
If it comes later. Let's say I'm eating bananas. I make a bar on the banana. I eat half the banana. My wife says, hey, why don't you put a little sour cream on the other half? So if you hold, you don't need a bracha on the sour cream, you don't make a bracha. But if you hold the bracha on the ikka, patas the sour cream. When you made a bracha on the banana, there was no sour cream there. So that would be the nafkamin. If your wife brought sour cream, when you ate finished the banana, that would lechar be nafkamin alaloch. So we had a ride from a taisvus. So look what the Gemara says. Now we have a machlokes. It's even machlokes. I found the machlokes had a paskin on this also. See, the trouble with this sugya is everything is a machlokes. When we see the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see. So it says, now we skip, and he says, a little halfway, more than halfway down. Pligibur Rabbi Rabbi Yitzchak. Charam achloikas Shechem Shavuz. Like before, achloikas Shechem Shavuz. Rabbi Yitzchak min Shiva, and the Rabbi Yitzchak min Shiva. Abshem is Shavuz, the Rabbi Kolm, the Rabbi Chazem, the Rabbi Chazem. Which we're learning, many Rishonim learns, there is no Kpeda. There is no Kpeda. And Tosis learns, you make the Chavit first. Achloikas and Shechem Shavuz. Chanamar, not that way. Chanamar, and L'chai will be passing like the Shita. It's Ula Shita, it's Chanamar's, but Chanamar, if you say, Ain't because Shem Namachlaikis. Ain't because Shem Namachlaikis. So the Gemara says, Ain't because Shem Shabbos Namachlaikis. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Lamandamar, Shem Shabbos Machlaikis Shabbim. I understand that which one should I make the bracha on to pata the other one? If it's Bichasim Shavuos, I understand the machlokes whether you should make on the Shiva Minim first, not first. If you should make the bracha on the Shiva Minim on the Chavit. El Mandamer, Pshem Bichasim Shavuos Pligi. B'may Pligi! B'may Pligi! Buddy, maybe it means which one you do first. So it's Muchach. So I brought a Raya, Pashup Shat Nigmar. Remember Raya? It's Muchach and the Gemara that. The Gemara didn't like Taisus. Lanias died in court to Taisus Apella because the Gemara already knew Ein Bichasim Shavuos as a Kedima. According to Taisus, we knew when it's two different brachas, there's a Kedima of Chavit. But we knew there's a Kedima. So what's the Maskasha? Mam Shem Hashem Pligi. You know what my answer is? Lahakdim. Oh, good morning. Which one you make first? Bishlam, if you learn like Rashi, we're learning Rashi. So we didn't know Lahakdim. No such thing as la'aktim. You're making two brachas, whichever one you want to make first, you make first. And the Gemara didn't know this idea. Oh, make this one first. The only machlokes is on which thing you make the bracha. What? We couldn't wait for you to be.
I was in Brooklyn.
Oh, you were in Brooklyn. Excused. Okay.
Very late.
You're here, good. We before the Mishnah Berurah, we're going through the sugya, and then we're going to learn the little Mishnah Berurah in this sugya. Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. It's a yontif today. Maybe it's the President's Day cancel this year. But,
I went to work.
Huh? You went to work. You went Gerber's President.
I'm not if for Mustafa.
Okay. Right. When it's a vacation, you'll go to work. Okay. No, two thirds of the day, Mem Aleph. So you hear my raya, Yossi. I think it's a good raya. Because it's my ass. See, we have the machlokes. See, we had machlokes in the Mishnah. Which goes first, Shivaminim or Chavit? So one sheet is said, and that's how we paskin that they're arguing when you're making one brach on both. They're both bari priyates, an apple and an olive. And I like apples better. I mean, an apple and an olive. So which one should I eat first? Should I make the bracha first? Which one? Not eat first. Which one should I pata the other one with? Who gets the bracha?
Right, they're both sitting in front of you. You have to pick it up.
Who gets the bracha? Should I pata this one with that bracha? Yeah. So we say, but then the Gemara says it's Amanda Omar that they were arguing even Ein Bichasim Shavuos. So before Tzvi, we had a machlokes. I learned in Rashi, but I brought Shulchan Aruch. But however we learn in Rashi doesn't make much of a difference because the sheet is like that in Rishonim. That Ein Bichasim Shavuos, Mevrach Hazem, Mevrach Hazem means there's no Kpeda. Nothing. Chaviv, Shiva, Mevrach Hazem, Mevrach Hazem, Mevrach Hazem. Tosfos learns, Mevrach Hazem, Mevrach Hazem means Chaviv first. So I asked, the Gemara asked, but my pligi. When the Gemara says, there's a man da Amar, Ein Bichashem Shavuos, they're all arguing. They're arguing whether Shiva means or Chaviv. So the Gemara asks, but my pligi. And you know what the Gemara answers? Lechaktim. They're being, pligi, which one you make the bracha first? Well, that's not a surprise. We already knew before. We thought everyone agrees you make the bracha and the chavit first. So the Gemara knew there was a din of lahaktim. So tamuam oid on taisus. I guess this on taisus in the da.
What does it mean, b'chasem shavus? I have in front of me
apples and the zaysim.
So what am I doing? I have what right in front of me.
Which one should I? So I'm going to pat the both of them with one bracha. Should I make the bracha on the thing I like better? I should make the bracha on the shivamina.
Make it on both.
No, you're eating one at a time.
Say which one you can eat first.
Yeah, which one do you make the bracha on? I understand, you can eat both. The bracha is going to pata both. The shayla is, which one should I make the bracha on that'll pata the other one? So Mari asks, but if Eivet Yisrael shows been my pligi, and Mari answers la akted. Wow, what an idea! But I say yes, on Taisvis, according to Taisvis, we already had the idea of la akted legabi chaviv. See, I'll show you in Shulchan Aruch that see the Mechaber makes Taisvis like a yeshayrim, and the Mishpura says it's the main shita. So I say no, it's not the main shita; it's Tamuah. Yeah, I'm trying to convince the Olam that the Yesh Omrim, the Mechaber, Taisvis is not the main sheet. It's very hard in the Gemara. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lahaktim. And now we bring an end here, and the Gemara will get to the Mishnah Berurah. The Omer of Yosef Yitem Rabbi Yitzchak, Kal Muktim Bepasak. Kal Muktim Bepasak Zeh, Muktim Levrach. Then the Gemara comes out, or it's, you know, it's not early in the Pasuk. Muktim Lebracha, Shenemer, Etz Chit, Etz Hart, Gavim, Sein, Ravina, Etz Hart.
You intend to eat both, because you don't have to eat something you don't want to eat.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. Yeah, the question is, which one do you make the Bracha on first? Muktim? So, because of Muktim Lebracha, gets the Bracha first. Etz Chit, Etz Hart, Gavim, Etz Hart, Etz Hart, Etz Hart. So what does it mean? Chit, Etz Hart, Etz Machlok, Etz Paiskin. Chit, Etz Hart means a piece of barley, a grain of wheat. You make a bracha before a fruit. Many paskalim chita sar means only if you make it into cake. See in Shulchan
Aruch. If not, you're not even making
it. You make a bracha adama, let's say. But it's a machlaik, it's only cooked, not cooked, but you make an adama. But would a chita sar come before Gevin? Not necessarily. We'll soon, okay, there's a lot to talk about. We'll see later. Okay.
Does it mean the chita sar, or about the other grains?
No, so Lechor was saying lahaktim. You do this one before that one. Now, aren't these things the same bracha? Gefen, Teina, Riemann, Zeshem, and Dvash are the same bracha. So it must be Chita Zor. Must be saying that Chita Zor are different brachas. This is Mezainus. This is Eitz. But since it's Muktam Lebracha, so you see there's an Inyan of Muktam. You see there's an Inyan of Muktam goes first. That's what the Gemara is being a raya. We asked, what are they arguing about? Belaktim.
You should make
Chit Sarah
first.
Amakabin Akdam.
Does it mean after Chit Sarah, what about the other three grains? Shpolishul, etc.
That's including Chit Sarah. It's explained, the Gemara says in Psachim, that one grain is including a Chit and two grains in Sarah. Chit and Sarah is like the main heading. It's all five grains. Okay, let's have Mishnah Berurah there. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at the Mechaber. See, I have plenty. So, Rabbi Yisai, it's a machlokes. Let me tell you the main sheet is in the Rishon. First of all, it's machlokes paiskim. It bechaseim shavas. Do we paskin min shiva chaviv? We paskin Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Machlokes. It's a machlokes Rishonim. If we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, shiva. He says you make the brach by bichasem shavas. Mevracha is memshiyas. That's a machlokes paiskim how we paskim. If we pask like Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Now even the Rambam is the chiddush one. Pashi paskim like Rabbi Yehuda. Min shivas adi. For some reason Rabbi Yehuda seems to win this one. Not like we saw in Taisvis. And now it's another machlokes Rishayim I found in the Shaar Tzion. Whether we paskim like the first lashon or the second lashon. Some Rishon Paskin that they're also arguing by Ein Bechasem Shavas. That not in Shulchan Aruch, as they found in the Shaar Tzion. Now, okay, so let's do the Mechaber. Let's see what it says. Hevan Minim Peres Harb. Im Yesh Bechasem Shavas. Same bracha. Apples, Zaysim, all Bechasem Shavas. Yesh Bechasem Min Shiva. And there's a min shiva, machte min shiva. Af bish eno chaviv, kmo amina acher. The Mechaber paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Bahag, you look in the Be'er Goyla, the Bahag, Rabbi Yoinov, Arashba, Pshemat Taisvis, the Raivad, Ushar Paskin. Most Paskin go not like the Rambam. They paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That min shiva overrides chaviv.
They also point out two Zayamin, and which one you go first, whichever one's closer to the word Eretz.
Right.
How do you continue Zayamin? Yeah, after the Behar.
Yeah, well, it's in the Shulchan Aruch coming up. Yeah. Yeah. So the Mechaber paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Min Shiva overrides. Chaviv, come on, Nach. Min Shiva. But let's say they're all, just have apples, oranges, and plums. Maktim, Hachaviv. That's the Bichas Hem Shavas.
And when we come out Chaviv now, or just in general?
That's Machlaikas. The Mechaber paskins, general Chaviv, and the Rambam holds Chaviv now.
When you say general Chaviv to me?
Yeah. Yeah, subject.
Subject.
Totally subject. You like apples or oranges better? Apples or peaches? It depends what you like. Remember Chesem Shavais? Now we have the Machlaikas Rashi and Taisus. Remember Chesem Shavas. Aviyesh ben min Shiva. Even though there's min Shiva. Kagon Snom Vazayas. So, Eiz Miam Sheyir Tzeyaktim Afilo Eino Chaviv. No Kadima. Eiz Miam Sheyir Tzeyaktim. Mention when you want to.
It's not a question of being Maitzi.
Right.
It's a question of which comes first.
So which comes first? So that we're going to have a tremendous Magen Avraham. We spoke out the Magen Avraham in the Daf. Here it says, that if there are different species, even though one is Min Shiva, even though one is Min Shiva, but since one is a Tznon and one is a radish, so even though you like, one is a Tznon and one is an olive, and you make life, olive is better, like Rashi Shita. There is no din kedim. Frek the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that on the Shiva Minim, there's a din kedima, and the Shiva Minim. So how can it be, Frek the Magen Avraham? How can it be that the Shulchan Aruch paskins coming up?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Siv Dalet, you're quoting that. Siv Dalet, the third sheet. Kol ha-koinu b'pasak et schito sarah kamu v'racha. Veretz Basvev Seginin, like the Gemara says, it's who's ever closest to the Oretz. Kol ha-samach lo choshim memuch mimena l'Oretz kama. Hilkach Tamarim, like we had in the Gemara, called him La'novin. It says Sheni l'Oretz, Basra. Tamarim, it says Eretz Eshem Udvash, it's Tamarim, Basra. V'zeh shlishi l'Oretz kama.
Why should everybody care what's Chaviv and not Chaviv? I don't understand exactly what's motivating this whole halacha.
Of Chaviv, you mean?
What's behind the halacha? I mean, if you tell me it's more kosher because it's written in the Torah, it's what comes from.
You want to understand the machlokes through the Chachamim? Why should Chaviv play a role?
I don't like it. Let me make my decision. What I want to eat, that's all. What I want to eat.
Or the Torah wants to eat.
The Torah doesn't want you to eat it.
So that's the Magen Avraham's kash.
The Torah cares what you eat. I understand if you're going to eat it, if it's the fruit from Eretz Yisrael, yes, I do understand it.
So what
but I don't
say?
Understand if it's not fruit from Eretz Yisrael. And then if it isn't, then certainly Kavach Chaim you should eat the one.
So the Mechaber Paskins, I know what's bothering.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it's a simple, it's a common sense svar. I hear why you don't like it, but, you can get used to it. Some svaras I say, I would have said this, they grow on you. It's a good svar, I just get used to it.
The Gemara says it starts to become reality.
That's it. Comes a svar by me. That's the way my mind works. The Memich Chazem Shavas. Fizrem Shiva, Kon Tznova Zayas. So you don't have to be Maktim, the Zayas to the Tznon. Ezem Shiyatzi Yaktim. Filaino Chab. And you don't have to be Maktim, the Shiva Minim. So the Magen Avraham yes, but the Mechaber paskins that within the Shiva Minim, you have to be Makdim the closer to the Aretz. From Shiva Minim to a radish, you're not Makdim Shiva Minim?
Yeah, why?
So he says, Magen Avraham says, that's not a steer. It's not a steer. Because when the Torah said these two things, the Torah said both of these things. Somebody gave a great mashal. In the Daf, somebody gave a great mashal, like the Shagas Aryeh. You know, if you have a Shaila to put on tefillin or tzitzis first. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, tzitzis is tadu, we put on the talis first. Tadu shenu tadu tadu kodman. So Shaksaria says, tzitzis is not a chiv, it's like tennis. Should I play tennis or put on tefillin? There's no din you put on tennis, tefillin first, you can play tennis first. There's only a din when you have two mitzvahs, so you mock them the frequent one. But if one's a rishus, tzitzis freit the Shaksaria. So he argues on the Mechaber. He says, that's not tadu shenu tadir. Tzitzis is not tadu, there's no chiv. So I say it's like tennis and lahavdil tefillin. So you can play tennis first, because it's only, so somebody gave this mashal. So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. If they're both in the Pasuk, the Sheva Minim, so the Pasuk is this one first. But if the other one is not from Sheva Minim, then the Sheva Minim doesn't come first before something that's not the Sheva Minim. This is a little counterintuitive, but I say Shteit Magen Avraham. Fascinating. Is that a Shteit Mechaber? It's a steer in Mechaber. Because Mechaber says himself, Lahaktim in Sif Dalan, I showed you. He quotes Taisis Yeshomim. Shikam is a Lachaktim Achaviv. So look at the Bialacha. He says it's Einam Meduktak. Because he says, the Adrabba. The Bialach, you see, to the next sheet. They were showing the Ezichida, Horash, Shavi, Abrachas, Efshashagam Rashi. See, he wasn't sure what Rashi holds. When we learned the Rashi's, you see, so I was strong that Rashi holds that Matcha, not like Tysus. So he says, Efshah Rashi holds that way. Vaim Bezebet Tysus. Aval, Uvdivi Ravi, Shchulim, that's Rashi Bezet. So it's a big machlokes what Rashi holds. Videshni, das Harbe Rishayna. So like he doesn't like the Mechaber V'yeshom. So I have two strong reasons why the Mechaber V'yeshom. First of all, right from the Gemara, not like Taisus, and second of all, the Lashon. Mevarach al zeh, v'chozim mevarach al zeh. Should say Eze Sheyirtzah. Should say Chaviv. So the Mechaber says Yeshomrim. So the truth is, many poskim paskin like this Yeshomrim. It's very Dima Varach Almin Tila. So how's the Mishnah Berurah Praskin? The Iki Kei Shomrim Azeh. See, I'm the Bialach on the second sheet in the Mishnah Berurah, four lines in, he says we Paskin like the Yeshomrim. He wants a Paskin like Taisvis. That if Ein Bechazim Shavev, you make a bracha on the Chaviv. Now, is this logical? If it's Bechazim Shavim, so we paskin Shiva Minim overrides. It's again a Svaradik question. If it's Bechasem Shavim, we say better make the bracha on the Shiva Minim and pat to the Chaviv. But if it's Ein Bechasem Shavim, then you make the Chaviv before the Shiva Samim. So when it comes, so it's like opposite Svaras. When it comes to which bracha I'm going to make it on, when it comes to which bracha should I make on pat to the other one, so we say Shiva Minim. We paskin the Mechaber paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But you're doing it in order, then different brachas, then the Chaviv overrides the Shiva Saminim. I mean, so, and so it's the Mu'ah. What's the Svara? So what's the Svara? What's the logic? So that's why I would like to say, you know, so to me it's amazing. If I had a paskin, a third reason, I'd paskin not like Tysus. It's not logical. I've arrived from the Gemara, if I cared. So he's counting Rishonim. He says, well, the slew of Rishonim holds like this Yeshomrim. But it's a Shvereshit Alani is Daiti. It's illogical. I'm not digging on the Mishnah Berurah. I'm just saying what I would have done without the Mishnah Berurah.
You have to get used to it. That's
what? Get used to it. Yeah, but I'm just saying, can you know, I'm going to explain this? This is a hard thing to explain, right, Yossi? It's hard to explain this sheet of the Mechaber that, see, it's like opposite Svara. It's like, why? Mamanoshah. When it comes to which one you're going to pater, which one you should eat and make the bracha and pater the other one, so we say, hold Shiva Min overrides Chaviv. But when it comes to Kadima, then we hold Chaviv overrides Shiva Samin.
Why don't we be consistent?
Yeah, so why is this? So I like the first sheet of Mechaber, that when it's different brachas, there's no Kadima. There is no Kadima. There's no Kadima when it's different brachas. Like Rashi Shita, the Rav Yoh, there are Rishonim. It's Rashi, it's a machloik, it's what Rashi holds. But there are Rishonim, they learn the way. But the Gemara is so much, they mevarach hazeh, v'chozum mevarach hazeh. So Tosfos, that means Chaviv. Tamua. Doesn't say Chaviv. I'm like surprised, you know, so Mishnah Berurah is not going into Svari. He's just saying, well, he's counting. This one has a lot of Rishonim, this is a few Rishonim. About learning the Sugya. Okay. So,
if it's the same bracha,
that's a machlok rishon. It's a Rambam. No, so look next Rambam. Now, one of the moshitas.
The same bracha, but not from the Shiva Minim.
Chaviv comes. Everyone agrees. That everyone agrees. Same bracha. If you have apples and oranges, so the chaviv, whatever you like better, you should make
the bracha. I think it has to do with the bracha, it's regarding the bracha that's more chashuv to make it on a more chashuv thing first.
Chavit makes it more chashuv.
Yeah, it makes the bracha more chashuv.
Or makes the fruit more chashuv, makes the bracha. La Rambam. So the Rambam holds, Rambam Hoyamin Echad Chavav Lo Yoser. The Rambam holds, Yamin Echad Chavav Lo Yoser. The Rambam paskins, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're going to find the Rambam who paskins like Chacham. That Chavav always, even Bichasim Shavav, Chavav always overrides. Rambam's consistent at least. See, Rambam holds, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Always Chavav is Adif. Well, the Rambam, Yamin Echad Chavav Lo Yoser. Rambam, if min echav is chav lo yosef, bein shavu is shavim, bein shein shavus. If yeshu min shivu, min shein ben min shivu. Maktam achav of lo, oz bosa shav. See, the Rambam learns, chav means, I argued for behalf of the Rambam. I have a very strong deal to the Rambam. I hold this why the Rambam learns that way. Because the Mishnah says, chachom omim vrach al ezim yam shi yirtza. The one you want. I think Mar says that means chaviv. Isn't this a bad way of saying lechara? According to the Rambam, makes sense. Alayzim sheyirtz. That means now, the one you want now, because that's chaviv. But according to the other Rishonim, the chaviv means the one you usually like. So it's a very bad language of the Mishnah. That's why Tanya in the Dafya, that it's mashma in the Mishnah that like the Rambam. That means what you like now. So the Rambam must argue on two things. He holds that we don't paskin, we paskin chaviv trumps. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam argues on the mechab and sif aleph. He holds even bechaseim shavus we paskin like chachamim, and he also holds that and chaviv, and he also argues what chaviv is. Makta machav lo oz baisa shah. V'meinu rotsa bez yosi bezeh. But in Einri Mishvin Shiva Samirachal Tchila, that's obvious. That's Chachamim hold Chaviv Adif. But if it's not Chaviv, I equally like the two fruits, a Zayas and an apple, I like them the same. Then the Shiva Minim, you make the Bracha and the Shiva Minim. But that, because that's what Chachamim hold. Chachamim hold Chaviv override Shiva Minim. There's no Chaviv.
Chaviv is a universal standard. People generally regard as more expensive,
now,
more
bad. I'd like to see to see Chayil Gimel, because there's a lot of interesting chakiras here. This we can learn in the Soviet. You know, what's the marker for this? Have you the fun of Zion, Brach, Islamic Chest? Oh, no, yeah. No, we did learn. We learned it many, many, a week ago. Move the Bakapara. Remember the guy who's make the brach on the chicken or on the vegetables?
Right.
You rather make a burpee adamba before a shakoil and burpeates before a shakoil. Everyone agree? Why it's a more specific brach? Look at Siv Gimel. Hail fun of Dabshim because of burpeates.
One second. What's the difference
between Choshev
and Chaviv?
They're
different concepts.
I see these.
Like, sometimes
you
use the term Chaviv.
Yeah, Choshev has nothing to do with it. We only discuss Shivaminim and Chaviv. We don't say Choshev.
Okay.
Doesn't say
Choshev.
Oh, now, yeah, there got to be this. Yeah. Sheikh Choshev means the Bracha is more Choshev. Yeah. Bar creates, she goes to Bar creates Kodemis. Sheikh Choshev the Bracha, she parasel davar echad. It's more specific. The Gemara earlier, the Bakaparas. The Chain Bar Piyadam of Shako. But, Bar Piyadam Kodemis. Bar Piyadam and Shako, same thing. That's Pargius. We had it earlier when the Maisa with Bakapar. The Vilfon Bia Eitzu Piyadam, it's a Machlaikis. It's a Machlaikis. If Bar Piyates is relative to Bar Piyadam, gets precedence. The Bible fun of Bar Piyates to Bar Piyadam. Ezmiyam Sheyitze Yaktim. Because it's, they're both specific. I Bar Piyadam is less specific because it patas Bar Piyates. But it's not such a difference. So we say, Ezmiyam Sheyitze Yaktim. Does that mean Chaviv? Does that mean Chaviv?
Look at Yitzayim.
So he says that's Tully in the Machloikas we had in Sif Aleph. So that's Tully if Ein Bichasem Shavas. Same Bichasem Shavas, Taisus Al Chaviv, the Yesh Amrim, the way the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, and the other Raviyah Rashi Shita, that when it's Ein Bichasem Shavas, there's no Din Chaviv. And there's no, and not even Chaviv. Right. Yesh Amrim Shamayi Rabbi Shtayim Chaviv Mla Bishavim. And the second Shita Mechav is Yesh Amrim Piyayitz Kodim, and that's how we Paskin. Hiskima Achronid Nachon Linuk Yashem Hazeh, Shem Shavim Bechavivis. If you like them equal, you should make a bar pi eitz before you done. So if you have brought out on the table fruits and vegetables, better make a bar pi eitz first. Unless it's chaviv before the adama. Achin bar pi adama chaviv al yotzer v'chala chaviv kenal b'sif aleph. Then he says, "Chayim bar pi adam hu min shiva." What happens to bar pi adam is min shiva. That's going to get into a very big debate. Because on kloyel shelchit, toasted grain, toasted oats, it's not made into a cake or maisa kadeira, into a dish. It's toasted oats, wheat. V'tapuach chmishivas aminim. So which goes first? So he says, "Yesh levarach tchila achita shin shiva kademis bepasuk." Chita, so you see he's giving precedence to a piece of wheat, a toasted piece of wheat, which is a chiddush. There's a big machlek, as he brings in the Bialach about this, if a toasted piece of wheat gets kadima. See, the Mishnah Berurah brings something that somebody brought us up in the Da'af. What about whole and not whole? What about when something's whole and not whole?
Yeah, let's say whole and not whole.
So there's so many... Yeah, so you say, well, it's better.
Bread.
But let's say you like the broken one better. Chavit. Does whole take precedence?
We have my bread. You have a small challah and a big piece of cut challah.
By the way, let's say, bari priyates gets precedent before shakol. Even if the other one is chavit, bari priyates, so the kind that's right from that story by Kapara.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah says, fevelin minasheni chavit. The Mishnah Berurah says, Bari Priya Eitz, you go by Bari Priya Eitz, it's more chash of the bracha, even if the other one is chaviv. We paskin. Now, how do we paskin? Well, that's a machlokes. According to Mechab, we paskin shiva minim takes precedence over chaviv. The Rambam holds chaviv takes precedence over shiva minim. So if it takes precedence, he says chaviv doesn't take precedence over Bari Priya Eitz. Bari Priya Eitz is before shakol, even if the other one is more chaviv. So he says, now I see a prima gadda. Let's say the shakol is shivas haminim. Beit honey. Let's say the shakol is shivas haminim. So what gets first, an apple, which is bar pri eitz, or shakol, even if it's one of the shivas haminim.
So it says shivas haminim has preferential.
So I would have said, beit honey is not just shivas haminim.
Dates,
not date on your maker shall call us. What did the Shiva mean? Look at the Prima Gadda. I'm the Shneimim. I noticed in Sif Tes on the second sheet, the bottom Prima, the bottom Sharetzir.
The Torah actually says Dvash.
I know. And the Torah means dates.
We know it's Dvash tomorrow.
And it means dates. It doesn't mean Dvash. Because the Torah can mean Dvash, you make a shackle on Dvash. V'chein v'liyim priyadam. Because of Prima Gadim, if you might dubsh, because of Shakol, can be min shiva, kondushitari, will be adam adi.
It comes from the
shiva. Yes, but the chayr, it's not the shiva. See, I ask, Prima Gadim is like pshita. It's not one of the shiva meanim, dvash. It's true, it's a product of the shiva meanim. So maybe that's what Prima Gadim means, ain't a chanami.
Does that mean just the
Shiva's
Aminim itself?
No, but it does. The mice, it does. Well, the Shah's what's wheat and barley.
Right.
Like, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tamarim Kodmim, the Dvash Shiva Krow, Tamarim Shiotzimim Dvash. And Bishiva says, but we learned in the Sugya. We learned in Gemara Brachas. Dvash doesn't mean Dvash.
Right.
It means dates. That's the product that you make Dvash out.
Right.
But it means dates. That's why I'm surprised Prima Gadim had to say this even.
Because as opposed to as bee honey,
as
people
getting
it mixed up. It's not even honey. It's
the vash.
It's right, it's
tomorrow. It means the varm. It doesn't mean day honey.
Do they actually make honey out of the
vash? Yeah. They can make honey.
Real honey or they make like
they make honey, yeah, you can make honey. I don't know if we do it today. I don't think they do it today. But when they the vash tomorrow is the vash.
Well,
it's the juice of the
summer time. Somebody sent me a case. And every kind of thing was dvash. It was all dvash tomorrow. But it wasn't really dvash.
You mean it was like
preserves.
It was
round up Right. Round
to
up.
To preserves.
And it was like a thick kind of a thing.
Like a jelly or jam, but like it's preserved.
Yeah, it's something difference. Like a preserve, yes.
I've seen that.
That's what I think is what they do.
It's like a silver box.
It's a beautiful glass bottle. Of well, even carob. They make carob putty and all kinds of carob. I don't know how. And sugar maybe, I don't know.
So did you make a... What kind of bracha you make of this?
And it, well, you wash. Right? You wash and you smear it on bread.
Yeah.
And Rav Putna used to always invite a chassan and kala. Yeah. And the chassan and kala would come to him and he would lay out fruits, all kinds of fruits. And then he would watch if the kala or the chassan, what order they eat it.
Yeah, but how good did he know this simon, though?
Everybody.
See, you can do that. People do the test.
I thought it was easy.
Yeah.
But now I think it's so complicated.
Yeah. If you know this simon, right, everyone thinks, oh, you know.
You
can't know because everything's a machlaikis.
You can't go wrong.
He doesn't know what's chashim to you.
Right, chavin. You don't know what's chavin.
You can't go wrong.
Right.
But the Ola Chassam used to study this before they went to see.
See, look in the Mishnah Berurah, please. It's the third sheet, Sifkat Yud Beis. Let's study this one. The third sheet in the Mishnah Berurah. I'll tell you which eyes. Kala Koydim. Yeah, the Sif Dalad. It's ever first in the pasuk. So he says, Kondom Avrach, Sif Kaf, the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber quotes the Haktim, which is ever chavin, you know.
Which one Eretz quotes in Eretz?
Chitasar dekrod de kol mishaminim. The Mishnah Berurah says in the end of Sifkat Niyud Tes. I mentioned this. Chitasar is kol mishaminim who daf kshasmi am tavshil. I'll be poskim. Not if you're having a toasted grain. Now look in Chaf. Kodom levracha. He says, Afshem in Hasheni hu chaviv yoyser. Here's with the Magen Avraham Kav. The Mechaber says, whichever Kodem in the Pasuk, even the other one is Chaviv. The Mechaber is saying the Kodem in the Pasuk overrides Chaviv. That's what he says. Avshamin Hasheni hu Chaviv Yosef. Now would this be true according to the Rambam? We'll see that. The Rambam holds that...
You said
not. Said it. Yeah, we'll see. I'm going to see that right. One. Because Achran, Nigmar Pri, Gomzai's Kom Shigodal Nets, Hotzbas Chodjos Miamuch Men, Mash Shtabra, Med Sorak Nigmar Pri. Okay. So look at Yud Beis in the Mshirat Darashat Sin. It's a long piece here. And Sifkot in Yud Beis. Achran. That what? What's the Achran saying? That Kolnum Pasuk overrides Chavivis. Even though now we have to chazer Magen Avraham, even though we said that even though when it comes to zaysim and radishes, zayas and the radish, if it's chaviv to you, the radish, you make the brach on the radish to minim, we make the brach on the radish over the zayas. So he says, Achraim of Urbidvraim, Bab Poskim, the Poskuk Rabbi Yehuda. They Poskim like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Most Poskim. Most Pishayim don't pass Sif Aleph, that we paskin Rabbi Yehuda Zin Basar Chavav. Shivas Minim, we paskin Shivas Minim Chavav. Which comes first? To make the bracha, Bichaseim Shavas. What comes first? We paskin Shivas Minim, like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Mechab in Sif Aleph. Dinus HaKos of Adif. So, in other words, so Shivas Minim is Adif, then Chavav, so the Knimas HaPasuk is Adif Chavav. The Da. Now we get into a big issue. The Rambam holds Chaviv is Adif than Shivas Aminim. Even Bechaseim Shavas. The Rambam holds Chaviv is Adif. That's a Rambam, and this could be Siv Beis. He says if the Rambam holds that you always say Chaviv first. Bechaseim Shavas, Ein Bechaseim Shavas. He paskins like Chachamim. That Chaviv overrides. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'im echad chaviv yoser, chav adav, afshu ma'ocha. That's the Rambam sheet. So he's saying, light the Rambam, light the Rambam, the Chaviv is adif, the Chaviv will be more adif than the Pasuk also. The Achrenim are arguing that even though we're saying the order of the Pasuk overrides Chaviv, that's almost your Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Shiva Minim overrides Chaviv. But according to the Rambam, that Chaviv overrides, your Paskin is like Chachamim, so Chaviv would override the order also. That's what he's saying. Now they quote my Magen Avraham, Rabbi said. See, according to Rabbam and Magen Avraham, it's not Muchach. According to Magen Avraham, it could be that even Rambam holds that if one is Shiva Sminu and Zat, you make on the Chaviv. But if it's the order of the Pasuk, the order overrides it. Remember that, Magen Avraham, that the order of the Pasuk is more important than one being Shiva Saminim and one not. That's what he says, Af, Prima Ganvichim, the Hashem Ratzalome. It's two Gedalia Yoylam, Prima Ganvichim, the Hashem Ratzalome. The Vimash Kasa Magen Avraham, my favorite Magen Avraham that we quoted in the Daf, Nira Digam Ludas Aramba. So you could say the Rambam who says, you always go by Yir. You always go by Chaviv. Always. But it could be when the Pasuk says the order, that overrides Chaviv. So that's the Gamal Saramim. My Bechol Gavne. So the Rambam?
The Rambam
does the Rambam, my Bechol Gavne. Like the Magen Avraham. So Mamar Chod slugs it up. That is Ito. Chonai the Oxen Beshitas HaRambam, Ach Rabbanon. All those Rishonim that hold like the Rambam. That Chavivus overrides Shivas Aminim, Alayim Rav Haigoin, Va'eshkov, Arzaruk, Kasu Behedya. So he says they're wrong. It could be, but they're wrong. Because all the Rishonim, they hold like the Rambam, that Chaviv overrides. So they say that Chaviv will override also the other Pasuk, the order of the Pasuk. So you're going to say, well, that's not like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is not going in the Rambam. See, in the Rambam, this is what we're discussing now. According to the Rambam, that Chaviv Paskal Chacham, Chaviv overrides the Shiva Minim. Does Chaviv override the order of the Pasuk? So the Achraim, the Hashalom, and the Prima Gadim, Gedolei Olam, say, according to my Rambam, not necessarily. It could be the Rambam holds Chaviv overrides Shiva Minim, but the order of the Pasuk overrides Chaviv, like the Magen Avraham, that the order of the Pasuk is more powerful, is more important than being Shiva Minim and that. That was that interesting Magen Avraham. So he says, but they're wrong. It's a good Svara, but he says, all the Rishonim, they go like the Rambam, Hosim B'shit Sarambek, Harim Rav Haigoin, Rashva Eshkov, Arzeruah, Kosu Behedya. So they say, Chakon Pasuk, Maidav Gushikulim Chavim Etzel Mishon. So the Prima Gadim Lashom is wrong. They're wrong. That's this Mishnah Berurah. So the bottom line is, and now I noticed the different Sharetz here, that some hold that we paskin, that the machlek subir chachamim is also by Eimbech HaSem Shah. Some paskin. This is not in the Shulchan Aruch. I found in the Sharetz Zion, he brings that some paskin that, that's what he brings. I don't know if I have it even here, maybe in the next sheet. On the fourth page, but he brings that some sheet is paskin that we remember the two lashonis that they're arguing about even aim because aim shabbos. So some rishonim paskin. So there's another. We have to throw in another. And there was two lashonis in the gemara. If they're arguing about being chachamim,
there's only a question of kedima, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Ein bechasem shav is a question of kedima.
Yeah, right.
So the first lashon, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, they're only arguing by bechasem shavos,
right.
But it's ein bechasem shavos. So Shulchan Aruch says chaviv first, like Tosfos or like Rashi or like the Ravi, whichever one you want first. Neither, whatever you want. So some paskin that they're also arguing by ein bechasem shavos. They're also arguing by ein bechasem
shavos. Hey. I think maybe you just...
You found it?
Image?
Yeah, maybe.
What?
Yeah, I can find
page.
It. Yeah, the first page.
The bottom one.
Uh, Isn't that? It's in that Shad Siyam, but all the way halfway down the next side. On the next side, the end, you're right, it's in the end of that one. He says parenthetically, Yesh Rishon Nisfilu, Talach Rabbi Yehuda Filu Bein Bechasem Shem. There are shitas, that's what I found in this Shad Siyam, that there are shitas that paskin like the Lushan, the second Lushan, that they're arguing Bein Bechasem Shavas, and Rabbi Yehuda, that most of Rishon paskin like holds Shmin Shiva, takes precedence of a Chavif, in by Ein Bechasem Shavas.
So, what should we do?
So I'm saying it's funny when people are testing somebody with the rules. Yeah, do you know all the shitas? Do you know? I don't want to be cynical, but these people are testing the others. They better learn the sugya well. I know a lot of people did that, but do they know the sugya? Do they know the sugya well? Now, what should we do? What should we do? How do we paskin? There's some of the Yesh Omrims here. So the Mishnah were basically Paskins. I mean, in Sib Beis, he says, oh, Rambam, do we go like the Rambam? I don't think we go like the Rambam. I think we Paskin Pashtus. Now, the Mishnah were Paskins, like Taisus, that if it's Ein B'chaseim Shavim, everyone agrees that Chavim goes first. Yesh Omrim, he brings the Achrayin and Paskin that way. I had three kashas on it. I'm not so happy with that Pesach, but I'm not ready to ding Sech on the Mishnah Berurah. So he says, you want to go like the Mishnah Berurah? So by Bechaseim Shavas, we go like Rabbi Yehuda, you make on the Shiva Minim, and Ein Bechaseim Shavas, you go on the Chaviv.
Is there anything wrong for you to buy Shiva Minim and Ein Bechaseim Shavas? If you do the Shiva Minim, is there anything wrong?
Well, you go against the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah holds you have to do Chaviv first.
So you make
Yesh Omrim. So.
Hey, I hold it. This is
Chavim by you.
Oh, well, then it's perfect.
Right.
Okay, Rabbi Sashka.
I wish
it's easy to just come out halacha psuka. I just want to learn up the sugya with the different shitas, you know.
Isn't it important that you make a bracha main shalosh on those?
No, so if I have to make a bracha, that's no shayla. The shah's.
Which one to do?
Right. Anyway, if you have olives and apples.
Let me tell you
the din. The chiddush, halach, yes. If you have olives and apples, so you make an aleis. Let's say I like apples better. And I made the bar priyats and the apples. And I ate olives and apples. What bracha achrona do you make? Aleis. Do you have to make a bar nefashis? No.
No.
Is that aleis? Part of the apples also. That's a chiddush. If you have an apple, you make a bar nefashis. You have apples and olives. So the Allah eats patas. So it's pasha to me. Even if you have apples and olives. And bar chaseim shavas. And paskin like the mechaba. Mechaba paskins. Or paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So kot Rabbi Yehuda, you make a shivim. We only get the Ramba. So you kot us, if bar chaseim shavas, you make a shivaminim. If it's ein shavas, you make a chaviv, which we tied it. It's not so logical. We don't understand this far. But the opposite. Ein b'chasev chaviv comes first, b'chasev sheva minim comes first. However you want to explain it. Ask Rabbi Brown. I don't know. I always let the svaras the other. I just deliver the news and I let them give svaras. So, avad, if you eat olives and apples, even y'all like the Rambam. So you made a bar priest and the apples, the pot of the olives. But you have to make an aleitz, you ate the shiva minim, and then you don't make a bar nefashis. Even though you made, according to the Rambam, you'd make the bracha, if you liked apples better, you'd make it on the apples. Because Rambam holds, paskins like chachamim, the eze shiirtze, the override shiva minim. I don't think we paskin that way. I think we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like the machab and sifalaf. I think we paskin like sifaf. I don't think, and we paskin chaviv means that's always chaviv to you. It's not, no, it's now chaviv to you. Even that arrived from the Mishnah to the Rambam. So that's the sugya.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.